Hello, my name is Patrick Hogan, and I have been contracted as an English language assistant at the Collège Beau Séjour for the academic school year of 2014-2015. During this time, I have had the great opportunity of working with a group of teachers and young students as part of a multilingual web radio workshop. The languages employed in both written and spoken applications included English, Spanish, Portuguese, and Creole. The web radio project met once per week in a designated recording lab, as well as remotely through a number of different internet-based pads and platforms, which I will explain shortly. We succeeded in producing one web radio broadcast per month, which included 1 to 2 radio hosts, a group of invited guests, including real experts from around the world, and short, informative breaks in the form of messages regarding a variety of topics, such as blood donation, banning mobile phones in schools, etc. The mission of this project was Comment devenir jeune reporter en langues étrangères? How to become real reporters in foreign languages. Collège Beau Séjour has been the fortunate recipient of a variety of web radio tools and equipment which have made this project possible. This equipment includes a 12-track mixing desk, 3 microphones, 2 loudspeakers, and 4 listening headsets. The principal objective of this project was to assess how progress made in written expression translated to progress made in oral expression, and more generally how this relationship improved the students' linguistic skills overall. For each broadcast, the students wrote and developed a script with the help of 2 teachers and 2 language assistants, one being myself. And the development of the script was done using 3 internet-based tools. The first, Etherpad, is an online collaborative pad on which the members of the web radio workshop met to settle on the broadcast's main topic, to propose questions to ask to the experts and guests of the show, and finally to delegate certain tasks and responsibilities to each member to be completed before the next meeting. The second tool was Edmodo, which was equally as essential to the project's success. Edmodo is an educational collaborative platform that was used to set up what we call alternative coaching. That's to say, I, along with other teachers, was able to interact remotely with the students in order to coach or offer guidance while they composed the script. The third resource we used in developing the script was an internet mind mapping tool. This allowed us to organize all of the suggestions and ideas regarding the script in order to finalize its composition. We also used this tool to see which media products we'd like to use for each broadcast, such as tweets from listeners via Twitter or Hangouts via Google, on which we could video chat live with our featured experts. Looking back on all of the great work that was accomplished during the course of the project, it's clear that as the students improved their writing skills in all of the 4 languages, their oral expression improved in equal measure in a number of different ways. The first and most evident was phonetically. At the very start of the project, the students had difficulty with correct pronunciation and more specifically deciphering the tone of the words they had written. However, after having these alternative coaching sessions with teachers and assistants on Edmodo, which included having the students listen to their own scripts recorded by native speakers, gradually they became more comfortable and familiar with the sounds and rhythm of all 4 languages, and it could be seen in subsequent broadcasts, they required less direct guidance from the teachers and assistants. 2 other areas in which the students showed a great improvement were in vocabulary and grammar. As previously mentioned, the main mission of the project was for the students to become real reporters. And at the start, their skills in each of the 4 languages were not strong enough to sound as if they were authentic speakers of the language. However, as time went on, and again through alternative coaching sessions and Etherpad meetings, the students grew to become more authentic in their oral expression. They were capable of producing more complex sentences, and throughout the duration of the project had acquired a richer vocabulary. It's not easy to become a professional reporter. In my opinion, the hands-on interaction the students had with these tools, the internet-based tools I've just mentioned, and also the equipment in our designated lab, allowed them to assume the role with an inspired motivation. What I mean to say is that for the students, being able to sit behind a microphone with wearing a headset, to have two radio hosts, to have a mixing board, to eventually edit their broadcasts, I feel gave an authentic experience to the workshop and to our project, and really reinforced our main mission, which was, again, to become real reporters. I am very proud, again, of the work that we did, to see the progress of the students from our first meeting together to our last meeting was incredible, and I was very, very, very fortunate to have had the opportunity to be a part of it.